This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Palestinian health officials report Israeli strikes killed 11 people overnight into Monday, including a woman and three children in central Gaza. A strike on a home in the built-up Beraj refugee camp late Sunday killed four people, including the three children. The second strike early Monday killed seven people, including a woman in the Nusrat refugee camp. Earlier Monday, the Israeli military said the body of a man presumed to be a hostage was found in a community near the Gaza border that Hamas militants attacked on October 7th. The U.S. previously had been presumed to be a hostage, but instead was found killed. The U.S. State Department said Secretary of State Antony Blinken, meanwhile, discussed U.S. President Joe Biden's three-phase peace proposal with Israeli officials late Sunday, saying the plan would advance Israel's long-term security interests. The plan calls for immediate ceasefire and the freeing of some hostages, as well as the influx of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Speaking Sunday on the U.S. ABC television news program this week, U.S. National Security Spokesman John Kirby said Hamas received the plan last week.
We would note that publicly, Hamas officials came out and welcomed this proposal. So what would we hope would happen is they would agree to start phase one as soon as possible. And phase one would allow for some hostages, the elderly, sick, women hostages, to get out over a period of 6 weeks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has met with the Philippine president on a rare Asian trip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Zelensky arrived unannounced and under heavy security in Manila late Sunday after speaking over the weekend at the Shangri-La Defense Forum in Singapore. Zelensky was given a red carpet welcome with military honors Monday at the presidential palace in Manila before meeting with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Officials say Marcos pledged that the Philippines would take part in the Peace Summit. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Election results in Mexico show the nation has elected its first woman president in a landslide. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Mexico has projected that Claudia Sheinbaum will become the first woman president in the country's 200-year history. And she spoke at a victory celebration in Mexico City after getting what the National Electoral Institute estimates was as much as 60.7% of the vote.
Cerca de 35 millones de votos.
Sheinbaum campaigned on continuing the political course set by her mentor, President Andres Manuel López Obrador. I'm Donna Warder.
North Korea said Sunday it would stop sending balloons carrying trash over the border to South Korea, but vowed to resume the practice if anti-North Korean leaflets are flown once again from the South. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer explains.
The South's Joint Chiefs of Staff said balloons carrying garbage such as cigarette butts, cloth, paper waste, and plastic were found across the capital. Local media showed military personnel bagging what appeared to be trash from the balloons in cordoned off areas. North Korea has not commented on the weekend events, but said it sent 3,500 balloons carrying 15 tons of trash in all. Pyongyang has vowed to resume the practice if anti-North Korean leaflets are flown over again from the South. Seoul put the weekend balloon tally at more than 700 and said it would take unendurable measures against North Korea for sending the trash balloons, which could include blaring propaganda from loudspeakers directed at the North, a tactic it has not employed since 2018.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. Nigerian unions began an indefinite strike Monday, closing down schools and public offices, impacting airports and shutting down the national power grid after talks with the government failed to agree to a new minimum wage. The worst cost of living crisis in a generation in Africa's most populous country has left many Nigerians struggling to afford food. U.S. computing giant Microsoft announced Monday it would invest $3.2 billion over the next 2 years in cloud and artificial intelligence infrastructure in Sweden, its biggest investment in the country. At a Stockholm news conference Monday, the Microsoft president and vice chair Brad Smith, alongside Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson, told reporters the company will also train about 250,000 people in Sweden over the next 3 years in artificial intelligence. Both Kristersson and Smith agreed training in artificial intelligence is crucial to combat those who would misuse it. Smith said his company has been monitoring cyber attacks and the Russian government interference in upcoming European elections has been a concern.
We've seen an increase in Russian activity using deep fakes, but in recent months it has not been as focused on these elections as what we're seeing right now, for example, with a focus on the Paris Olympics and that type of thing.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.